CaritoSpeaksLife.com asks the kind of question most of us dodge before breakfast. Have you ever let your past write your whole story for you?
That's exactly where we're headed today. We're looking at identity, redemption, and what it means to step forward when your history feels louder than your future.
Let's start with Rahab and why a story from thousands of years ago still lands like it was written this morning.
The post opens with something most of us recognize, the labels we carry. Not the ones on name tags, but the ones that follow us. The one who made mistakes, the one whose marriage failed, the one who never quite fits in.
And the post makes the case that Rahab wore every version of that. Her reputation, not her name, was what people saw first. The post puts it plainly, her reputation spoke louder than her name.
That's the tension the whole piece is built around. Most of us have felt judged by a decision, a wound, or a failure. And Rahab's story is offered as evidence that God doesn't only see who you've been. He sees who you can become.
What I find sharp here is the observation about how we wait. We want understanding first, control first, certainty first. And faith, the post argues, doesn't work on that schedule.
Right. Rahab didn't have all the answers. The post is explicit. She hadn't witnessed the miracles herself, didn't understand every detail. She simply chose to believe in the middle of uncertainty. That one decision, the post says, transformed the course of her life.
And then there's the scarlet cord, which could easily read as a footnote, but the post treats it as the whole point about obedience.
It does. The cord was a small, almost insignificant act, but her obedience opened protection for her entire family. The post draws a direct line from that to the small decisions we face now. Choosing to forgive, choosing to try again, choosing to pray when fear wants to make the call.
Small acts, outsized consequences. That's a harder sell than a dramatic conversion moment, which is probably why it's the more useful one.
The post lands on restoration, not just rescue. Rahab received a new identity, a new purpose, and eventually her name entered Jesus's family lineage. The post's closing thought captures it directly. God doesn't call you by your mistakes. He calls you by the purpose he sees within you. The upshot is that your past explains some chapters, but it doesn't hold the pen for the ending.
Which is either deeply comforting or a significant rewrite of how most of us have been keeping score.
Identity, obedience, restoration, these aren't abstract concepts here. They're practical questions about what you do with the labels you've been handed.
Next time, we'll see what else is on the table. There's always another chapter being written.